आनंद गौड़ी वैष्णव की जय, रामाचार्य ठाकुर की जय, प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद से अद्वैत राधा शिवाचार्य गौर भक्त की जय, श्री राधा कृष्ण गौर गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा सुंद गिरिगोधन की जय, वृंदावन धाम की जय, नवदीप धाम की जय, श्यामी भक्त की जय। All glory to the Asmara. All glory to Yashmati. All glory to Yashmati. Thank you very much.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, First Canto, Chapter 3, Text Number 23.
Ekonavinshe
Vinshatame
Vinshatime
Vrishnishu
Prapya
Janmani
Rama
Krishna
Iti
Bhuvo
Bhagavan
Aharat
Param
Ekona vinshe vinshati me,
ekona vinshe vinshati me,
Vrishnishu prapya janmani,
Vrishnishu prapya janmani,
Ramakrishna viti bhuvo,
Ramakrishna viti bhuvo,
Bhagavan aharat varam,
Bhagavan aharat varam,
Ekona vinshe vinshati me,
Ekona vinshe vinshati me,
Vrishnishu prapya janmani,
Vrishnishu prapya janmani,
Ramakrishna viti bhuvo,
Ramakrishna viti bhuvo,
Bhagavan aharat varam,
Bhagavan aharat varam,
Ekona vinshe vinshati me,
Ekona vinshe vinshati me,
Vrishnishu prapya janmani,
Vrishnishu prapya janmani,
Ramakrishna viti bhuvo,
Ramakrishna viti bhuvo,
Bhagavan aharat varam,
Bhagavan aharat varam,
Ekona
vinshe vinshati me,
Vishnu Prabhya Janmani
Ramakrishna Vidhi Bhuvo
Bhagavan
Aharat Param
Ekona Vimshe Vimshati Me
Ekona Vimshe Vimshati Me
Vrishnishu Prabhya Janmani
Vrishnishu Prabhya Janmani
Ramakrishna Vidhi Bhuvo
Ramakrishna Vidhi Bhuvo
Bhagavan Aharat Param
Ekona vinshe vinshati me, Vishnu Prapya Janmani, Vishnu Prapya Janmani, Ramakrishna Ite Bhuvo, Ramana Haradharam, Ekona vinshe vinshati me, Vishnu Prapya Janmani,
Ramakrishna
Viti Bhuvo, Bhagavan Aharat Param,
Ekona Vinshe Vishmati Me,
Ekona Vinshe Vinshati Me,
Vishnishu Prapya Janmani,
Vishnishu Prapya Janmani,
Ramakrishna Viti Bhuvo,
Ramakrishna Viti Bhuvo, Ramakrishna Vidhi Bhuvo,
Ramakrishna Vidhi Bhuvo,
Ekonavinshe, in the 19th, Vinshatime, in the 20th also, Rishnishu, in the Rishni dynasty, Prapya, having obtained, Janmani, birth, Rama, Bolarama, Krishna, Shri Krishna, Iti, thus, Bhuvaha, of the world, Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, Aharat, removed, Param, burdened. Translation, in the 19th and 20th incarnations, the Lord advented himself as Lord Balarama and Lord Krishna in the family of Rishni, or the Yadu dynasty, and by so doing, he removed the burden of the world.
Eka uno means less. Eka means one. And vinsha means 20. So this is the way of Sanskrit literature. Ekona means less than one of 20. That means 90. Ekona means vinshati me, and that's 20th. So, Balaram first appeared, and then Krishna appeared. Ekono vinshe vinshatini Vrishnishu, in the family of Vrishni, Vrishni dynasty. Krishna's another name is Vasneo, because he appeared in the Vrishni family. Just like Sandalwood. Sandalwood is known as Malayan Sandalwood. Malar, there is a country, you know, East Asia. Malaysia, now it's called Malaysia. So, formerly, they were growing sandalwood, large quantity. Now, they are growing rubber, no more sandalwood. They are not interested in sandalwood. They are now interested in rubberwood. Because you have got motor cars, you require motor cars. So, formerly, the Malaysian sandalwood was very famous. So, sandalwood can grow anywhere. But, because in Malaysia, sandalwood was very largely growing, therefore, sandalwood is generally known as Malayajachanda. Malayaja, Sanskrit. The sandalwood of Malaysia. Similarly, Krishna can appear from anywhere. Janmakarma may be Yom. Krishna's birth, appearance, what? They're not ordinary. Dibyam, transcendental. Jujanati tattata. If anyone understands tattata in truth, then the result is tatta dihang punarjanmanaiti. Then such person, after giving up this body, he does not take any more a material body. Pranjanmaneti, Mameti, he comes to me. That is success of life. If you simply try to understand Krishna, his transcendental appearance, disappearance, activities, if you try to understand, then your life is successful. That is Krishna consciousness movement. We are trying to make people understand what is Krishna. Simply by understanding Krishna, you become liberated from this material bondage. Actually, every one of us trying to get out of some kind of bondage, we feel that I am bound up under certain circumstances, so I must get out. This is called atantik dukkha nivritti. Dukkha nivritti means avoiding painful situations. So everyone is trying to avoid painful situations. That's the fact. We are struggling. I have got income, say $200. So that is not sufficient for me. So I'm struggling hard to get $500 to avoid this painful situation. Again, when in $500 I feel another pain, so I try for $1,000. In this way go on increasing, and the painful situation will never be mitigated. That will continue. Otherwise, why millionaires are committing suicide? He has got money. But they do not know that any amount of material comfort will not make them happy. That is not possible. So we have repeatedly discussed this fact. The other countries, like India, is advertised very poor country. But still, majority of the people in India, they are happy. People do not know. Although, materially, they haven't got possession. They have got only two cloths, or even one cloth. In the village you will find, they are so poverty stricken. But still, they are following the Vedic principles, taking bath early in the morning, going to their business, whatever they get, eating, husband, wife, children, they are happy. People say primitive. But you want the eternal happiness, primitive or advanced, what is that? In advanced civilization, if you commit suicide, why not primitive? So they do not know. They do not know what is actual happiness. Therefore, the struggle is going on. They do not know. Nati vidu sarthagatini Vishnu. These rascals, they do not know that real happiness is Vishnu, God, Lord Vishnu. When we approach Vishnu, just like we are. Our happiness is here, Krishna. But Krishna, we are working day and night. The Kurmis are also working day and night. But they are not happy, we are happy. That they do not know. We are also doing the same thing. We are not lazy. We are not sleeping. Everybody is busy. Somebody is going to write. Somebody is going to type. Somebody is going to sell books. Somebody is preparing prasadam. somebody is painting, somebody is going to Sankirtan. Not a single moment we are lazy. But because we are working for Krishna, there is happiness. Nobody is paid here. A single farthing. Rather, he brings money. But still he is happy. But the Kurmis, they are getting money, salary, but still they are not happy. Why? This is practical. Here, we sometimes chastise, tell you, you cannot live with us, go out. But he cannot. Unless there is happiness, why is sticking to this Krishna consciousness? Those who are going back, again coming. They could not find any happiness. Again, they say, yeah, the people say these are foolish people, working under some idea. But they are happy. Must be happy. But they do not know this. Plati vibhushatha gatinghi vishnu. They do not know how happiness can be attained. Happiness can be attained when you come to God. Because you are part and parcel of God. The same example. If a little child is crying, nobody could pacify it. As soon as the child is put on the breast of the mother, immediately. Because the child is a part and parcel of the mother. And immediately he understands that now I come to save my mother. Immediately. This is practice. Similarly, we are all part and parcel of God, Vishnu. So unless we come to Krishna or Vishnu, Krishna is Vishnu, there is no happiness. It is not possible. It is not possible. But these rascals, they do not know. They are trying to become happy by so-called scientific advance. What is this science? Atyantik dukkha nivritti. The aim of life is to come to the platform of happiness. Where there is no distress at all, simply happiness. That is our aim. There cannot be any distress. Only happiness. Anandamaya vyasat. So you see so many pictures of Krishna. Krishna is playing with his cowherd boy. Krishna dancing with his girlfriends, gopis. Krishna is stealing butter. Krishna is doing so much. Simply happiness. Simply happiness. You won't find Krishna is morose and sitting or crying. Even if he's killing some demon, very lovingly. It's easy job. So either he's killing or dancing, he's happy. So we are giving this information of happiness, the topmost happiness, without any anandamaya vyasat, in Vedanta Sutra, it is said that spirit soul, the super soul, or the individual soul, their nature is to become happy, anandamaya, happy. Spiritual life means happiness. There is no distress. But that happiness can be attained in cooperation with the Supreme. We are sparks of fire. So, with the fire, if the sparks are thud, you see sometimes, this spark, it looks very beautiful. The same spark, as soon as falls down from the fire, extinguished. The fiery quality immediately extinguished. So our material condition is like that. we have given up the company of Krishna and you wanted to be happy in this material world. Therefore you are suffering. The same spark, particle of carbon, if you put again to the fire, it will again become red, hot and fire. So this is Krishna consciousness movement. That we are trying the sparks which by chance has fallen down from the fire to pick it up again and put it in the fire. That is real happiness. So here it is said, the Ramakrishna iti. God appeared as Rama and Krishna. There are some foolish persons who are misled by another imitation of Ramakrishna. You see? But those who are intelligent, this rascal Ramakrishna said that I am the same Ramakrishna. Another rascal believed, oh, he's Ramakrishna. Why I say rascal? Because here it is said, Ramakrishna viti bhuva bhagavan aharad bharam. There must be symptoms of Ramakrishna. Anyone will say, I am Ramakrishna, and he becomes Ramakrishna. How? What is the test? The test is bhagavan aharad bharam. When Krishna and Rama appeared, Balaram, he killed so many demons to make the world peaceful. The beginning of killing was that Metana Nankul Council. Not only that beginning, from the beginning of Krishna's birth, Putana, Ragasur, Bagasur, Kesi, and so many asuras. Every day, Krishna and Balaram used to go in the forest and some asura would come to disturb them, to kill them, and Krishna will finish them. And the friends will come at home and narrate the story to their mothers. Mother, Krishna is so wonderful. Such a big demon came and he killed immediately in this way and that. That is Krishna. Not that because one has got some so-called meditation, he becomes Krishna without any test. But what is he? Proof that he is Ramakrishna. But they do not take the proof. They simply pose a bogus man as Ramakrishna. So this Ramakrishna is different from this bogus Ramakrishna. Ramakrishna Bhagavan, they are actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they proved it, not that Ramakrishna is dying out of cancer disease. Yes. We are not after such kind of Ramakrishna. Besides that, when there is real Ramakrishna, why I shall go to the false or imitation Ramakrishna? They say the same Ramakrishna. This Dasvala is the same, but I don't find any proof that the same. So why shall I take to this imitation Ramakrishna? Why not take this real Ramakrishna? So we should be intelligent now. We should not be bluff. Krishna gave Hare Sevaracho. Without being very intelligent, nobody surrenders to Krishna. Bohunam janvanam ante jnanavan mana prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlava. So anyone who has surrendered to Krishna, he is the most intelligent man. Jnanavan, Krishna says, unless one is fully wise, after many, many births, after many, many births. Because everyone is trying to place a competitor of Krishna. This guy yourself. Oh, why is that Ram Krishna? Here is another. With this dear Ram Krishna. So, but he's not wise. That kind of Ramakrishna is for the foolish man, and those are presenting, he's also foolish. But Bona in this way, foolishly accepting something as God, when one actually becomes wise after many, if he's actually searching after God. Chaturvidha bhajante maam sukriti na arjuna ato abhyasi jnani anusandeshu jnani cha bhartasa jigyasu jnani cha bhartasa jigyasu. So four classes of man comes to God. If they are pious, if the background is piety, then out of that class of man, inquisitive, jigyasu, jnani, jnani means those who are wise, and artha, distress, arthati, those are in need of money. Generally, people, ordinarily, if he is pious, then when he is in distress, he prays to God. My dear Lord, I am in distress, kindly save. Or if somebody is in want of money, he also approaches God. My dear Lord, for want of money I am suffering, kindly give me some money. These are two classes, and the other two classes, jnani, simply for knowledge, what is the actual constitutional position of God, is called jnani, and inquisitive, and inquirer, what is God? So these four classes of man try to understand God, or approaches God. Out of these four, two classes, those who are in distress or those who are in want of money, as soon as they get money, they forget God. Or as soon as their distress is over, they forget God. But these two classes, inquisitive and wise, they continue to search out what is God. So out of these two classes, when one understands what is God, he is perfect. Bahunam lack becomes possible after many, many births. Bahunam janmanavanti jnanavan. What kind of knowledge? Vasudeva sarvamiti. Krishna is everything. Vasudeva. Krishna's another name is Vasudeva. Samahatma sudullava. That type of great soul is very rare. So in other words, those who have taken Krishna as everything, they are the greatest soul, the topmost soul within the world. They cannot be misled by imitation of Ramakrishna. They are interested in real Ramakrishna, Vasudeva, Vasudeva Krishna, Vasudeva Krishna, the son of Vasudeva. So, Krishna here in the Vishnu family, our business is to understand Krishna. Krishna, we cannot understand Krishna fully, is unlimited. But still, by following the footsteps of great Mahajan, great devotees, personalities, we can understand to some extent Krishna, what is Krishna. So we may not understand fully. If we simply take it for granted, even without understanding Krishna. The Krishna is the supreme, and our business is to love. Real, our aim is how to love Krishna. That's why the gopis, they did not know that Krishna is God, or the cowherds, they did not know. Even Mother Yashoda did not know that Krishna was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But their love for Krishna was spontaneous. They did not know anything beyond Krishna. If we come to that stage, that is perfect. Not that we want to know what is God. What do you know? What knowledge you have got, you can understand what is God. But we can see by God's activities when Krishna is here, is all activities were uncommon activities. So far, as a human being, he was not human being, but he was playing as human being. A human being married, his marrying is also wonderful. He married 16,108 wives. This is uncommon. This is uncommon. Nobody can marry like that. Not only marrying, Muslim Nawabs, they used to marry also many wives. Not many wives, one Nawab was there. He married 160 wives. They are got in Lucknow. When you go to India, you'll see. That is now Holland. That all the wives of the Nawab was living, let's say, now it has been turned into a big park. There are small houses. So, he could not reach all the wives every day or every night. That is not possible. Humanly, it is impossible. 160, it means if he goes, visits every, it will take at least 6 months. So after 6 months, one queen or Navadiyada might have seen her helpmate. But Krishna was not that. Krishna expanded himself also in 16,000 forms, and each and every one of his wife was accompanied by Krishna personally. So, this incarnation, all described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, these symptoms, the father's, mother's name, the place, the activities, everything is being described. So we cannot be cheated by a false incarnation of God. That is not possible. So the cheated, those who want to be cheated, they are cheated. But we don't want to be cheated. We want real God. Therefore, nobody can cheat us. Thank you very much.